Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line. We have arrived at the end of the week. It's been a pretty good week so far. Last night, a little hit and miss, to be quite honest with you. The underdog, 85 points in the second half to bust that under. What? But Sports Line, if you're not a member, come on. Warriors hit. Middle Tennessee State hit. Mad Max, Jay Smooth on that as well. So sometimes you have those days. You know that. I say it all the time. So on to the next. And today, a little bit of housekeeping. We've got our 2 p.m. prop spectacular right here on this YouTube channel. If you're not following us yet, please do that. It's free. Turn on the notifications. Also, the NFL Mega Preview is also in your feed right now. Now, we're expanding the show. We're trying to make it bigger every single day. Let's bring in the stars. And you know the names. You know the faces. First and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing today? Still up late last night watching a lot of the Australian Open. Now getting ready for some golf. Fun time, but really just killing time until Sunday.
It's all just killing time. It's all just killing time. I was up in the middle of the night watching the golf from the Dubai Desert Classic, trying to wonder why Morikawa can't do anything against Rory McIlroy. He's great there. All right, also live from New York City, Jay Smooth. Hello, sir.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, I'm still a little upset about the 15 points in the last 60 seconds of that game last night. Weber State, Northern Colorado. What a mess. But you want to know what? We're on to the next. Got some great plays today.
There is nothing worse than when you're on an under and the team that's down by a lot just starts hitting every three and fouling. It's like, can you miss one, please? Oh, Maestro, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Do you know what happened 32 years ago today? They played. Do you have an idea?
No, I have no idea.
They played a Super Bowl on this day. 49ers destroyed the Broncos, I believe. I think it was 55-10. But we're not even at the conference championship games. Just kind of tells you how this season continues to stretch out. And when the Super Bowl is over, we're going to be basically in conference tourneys for college hoops.
I can't believe how late it is. But do you want to make the other guys a little jealous there, Maestro? Did you get that email late last night for the media that is covering the Super Bowl this year?
I did. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Ah, well, they may or may not be doing a private party at Universal Studios. Come on,
Coach.
You didn't get that email?
I was talking about a different. I didn't get that email.
Yes. We get to go to Universal Studios, all closed, just for us. Just me and you, Maestro. Nobody else. Maybe a few other media members, but nobody else.
Even if I didn't get the email, I can tag with you.
You'll be my plus one. Don't tell Crystal. You can be my plus one. All right. She's got these ears and she can hear everything. All right. Let's get into the show. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And we got storylines across the board. And I'm going to start because Mikey said it. He was up all night watching the Australian Open. It's a half a world away. But it doesn't mean there aren't some pretty cool storylines coming out of it. Mikey, let's start with you.
Yeah, big storyline here. Rafa Nadal. He has 20 major Grand Slam tournaments here that he's won. He's going for number 21. We all had a race between him, Djokovic, and Federer, who was going to get to 21 first. We all know that Djokovic was deported from Australia over the COVID vaccine protocols. Nadal, not someone who's typically going to win on these hard courts, has really benefited from an easier draw with Djokovic and others not being able to participate here. Now he's got a matchup with Medvedev in the final. He hasn't won this event since 2009. Like I said, incredibly improbable that he's even here in this spot. He has to win this first set against Daniel Medvedev. Medvedev has played 48 matches at the Grand Slam level. On hard surfaces, he's won the first set 37 times. He's won all 37 of those matches. When he wins the first set on a hard court, you are in huge, huge trouble here. look for a very, very aggressive to start from Nadal. It's a big uphill battle for him, though.
That is a Chick-fil-A nugget if I ever heard one. 37 times, 37-0. Nadal, let's go. And isn't it funny how quickly the storyline of, oh, COVID, the vaccine, that just goes away. People get so worked up. If you just make a decision, move on, you have a pretty good tournament. All right, now, college hoops. Sometimes there's some conferences that maybe we don't necessarily pay attention to, but COVID has really kind of turned one conference, as far as scheduling is concerned, on its head. Jay Smooth, what do you got?
Yeah, Coach. So right now I'm focused on the Mountain West. There's a lot of good games in that conference, but like you mentioned, there's been some cancellations. Games were canceled in early January, and this conference is like a gauntlet. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about Boise versus Fresno. This is a big matchup. Boise 7-0 in the conference, but has played six games in the last 16 days. This will be the seventh, and Fresno will be playing their sixth game today in the 17-day series or span here. I don't know. It's a lot of games. Boise's going to be on the road, so they might be due for a loss. They have a big target on their back, undefeated in the conference. This is maybe one of the best games of the day. 11 p.m. Eastern tip, so it's a late one, but it should be a great one to watch.
All right, very good. A couple things in the chat. Kelsey's welcoming a new viewer with perhaps one of the best handles I've ever seen. I love my wife, 0007. Interesting. Also, somebody said with all the money that M Squared's winning, we should get him new equipment. You know what? If you can find the equipment, we'll buy it from you. There's literally no equipment to buy. And people don't understand that. All this stuff is made outside of this country. COVID has killed the line. We're trying. We're trying. But don't tease because you don't know. But send us a mixer. We'll take it. We'll take it. All right, Maestro. Now, less than 60 miles. That's about less than 40 miles. From where I'm sitting right now, that's where the NFC Championship is going to be played on Sunday at 6:30 Eastern time. But it doesn't necessarily mean they have the complete home field advantage, and I'm talking about the Rams. Why?
Well, in the last meeting in week 18, Matthew Stafford had to use a silent count. That's how many 49ers fans were there. Well, we all know the Rams tried to stop that. They wanted to restrict it to addresses that were around L.A. Well, that prompted so many 49ers fans who live in the L.A. area. They posted on Twitter, I will buy all your tickets. They told all their friends, we will buy the tickets from our mailing address. And that helped a lot of 49ers fans get around the restrictions. The point being, this fired up the 49ers fans. The current estimates from a company called Vivid Seats is that there's going to be 65% 49ers fans in the crowd there at SoFi Stadium. So, again, not much of a home field edge for the Rams.
Oh, baby. That's going to be fun to watch. Also, full disclosure, I got my Super Bowl tickets 2 years ago from the 49ers organization. So I have a little affinity for them right now because they treated me very, very well. It probably wouldn't hurt if they made it back again, as far as if the Chiefs get in. But we'll wait to see. All right, now it's time to get into our board for the day. And by the way, if you're not a Sportsline member, I tell you this all the time, what in the world are you doing? But I'll do you a solid today. Use the promo code EDGE. I'll give you 30 days for free. You can try my cappers. You can try all the simulations. You can try everything. And then after that, you'll be playing with house money. Today, one play from the site. We're going to go with the Memphis Grizzlies. No Rudy Gobert tonight for the Jazz. They've really been stumbling because a lot of their stars have been missing for injuries, for COVID, for all kinds of reasons. But the Grizzlies, they're playing really good basketball. Let's lay the four tonight. All right. Now, you know, I get fired up. And on a Friday, when I get to talk props later in the day, you know it's an extra special. M Squared, you know the drill, son! And this one's for I Love My Wife, 0007. He's in the chat. He wrote, he said he loves the channel. Give it to me.
All right, Coach. So I'm glad Larry mentioned silent counts because that's what Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are going to have to be using this weekend here at Arrowhead. I love this spot. I already played a teaser. I gave it earlier on the show. This is sort of a modified teaser. It is a parlay with alternate spreads. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs -3.5, and I'm pairing them with the 49ers all the way up to +14.5.
this is a spot where I like. I have a pretty big edge on the Kansas City side in terms of them winning by 4 points or more if they do win the game. So I like that margin of victory between 4 and 7. And then on the 49ers side, I think that this spot is one that could potentially be vulnerable for them. So I do like bringing this number up to +14.5. Comes back at the same -120.
I love that a lot. For some of you who are new, and there are a couple in the chat that are brand new bettors, there is, for a lot of sports books, there isn't an alternate line. You just got to go in and look for it. But most of them now have these alternate lines. Most do. Also, another question, Mikey, I want to come to you in the chat. A brand new bettor, he's asking about if our unit size is $100 and the juice is -120, do we still bet the $100 or bet the -120 to win that? What is your thought process for a new bettor?
It's new bettors will typically, it takes them a while to get to that point, but I would always bet 120 here to win 100. So I would always bet to win one unit, and then you're risking one unit on an underdog play.
Very good. Thank you, Mikey. All right. Now let's get back to college basketball. Jay Smooth, I'm just going to step back. The floor is yours. What do you got for us today?
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to stay in the Mountain West today because it's one of the more fun conferences that is playing on this Friday. There's actually only about 17 games in college hoops today, so it's slim pickings. But all right, let's get to it. Two favorites, Wyoming, -7.5. You can still find it around -7.5. -8's okay, too. They're playing Air Force, all right? Air Force has been great. They're a good defense, but Wyoming has been better. They're actually the best offense so far in Mountain West play. And Air Force just took a home loss to Colorado State by 20 points. So a lot of people might be thinking, okay, Air Force at home, they've been great covering the spread, but this Wyoming team should come in and have a good chance to produce a similar result to that Colorado State team. Wyoming is playing very well. They're competing in this Mountain West. One of my dark horse favorites at the beginning of the year to maybe even take this conference tournament, make a small tournament run. I don't know. We'll see. But I really like Wyoming today. I think they can get this done by about 10 or 11 points. And then we're going to go with New Mexico. So New Mexico, we talked about how Boise has won all seven games in this conference. Well, New Mexico's 0-7. They haven't won a game. And they're playing San Jose State, who also is 0-6 in the conference, hasn't won a game. So somebody today is getting their first conference win. And it's probably going to be New Mexico because they're the much better team. -9.5 today shouldn't even be enough. San Jose has been terrible. New Mexico is going to be looking to take out all those frustrations of playing the best teams in the conference close. They just lost to Fresno by 5, Wyoming by 2, Colorado State by 6. So they're going to go and they're going to take out all that pent up energy and they're going to destroy San Jose State at home. So you can take -9.5, maybe even -10.
All right. Very, very good. I love Friday college basketball. One of the nice changes that they made over the last couple of years. All right. Now, I mentioned today, right here on this YouTube channel, we've got our Props Spectacular with Sia, Dave, and our guy, Prop Stars. But that doesn't mean that we can't start right here, right now. Maestro, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, and I always love listening to the show, watching the show, and finding out if the guys agree with me or not. But the first play I'm going to go is Deebo Samuel. I love this guy. I mean, who doesn't love watching him play unless you're anti-49ers? And I'm going longest reception over 21.5 yards. Now, he played the Rams twice this season, had a 43-yarder and a 40-yarder. And in the latter game, he also had a 32-yarder on a slip screen. He doesn't have to get deep. They can just throw it to him on the side, and he can make things happen. I want to point out that Deebo struggles against man coverage. Now, against the Cowboys, who play a lot of man, 19 was his longest catch. I'm throwing out the Packers game. The last five games of the regular season, he went over this longest catch number of 21.5, and the Rams play the second most zone coverage in the league. Deebo, number one in the league, yards per route run against zone coverage. Let's roll with Deebo. And in the second play, this one's juicy, but I'm going to play the Chiefs team total over 30 at -145 at Caesars. You could play it over 30.5 if you want for a little less juice. You could play it over 31, which is basically the standard number. I like them all. Patrick Mahomes has had 7 home playoff games that he started and finished. I'm taking out the Browns game where he got knocked out. The Chiefs have scored 31 at least in all 7. They scored 38 in 4 of those 7. They just scored 31 at Cincinnati. That was a game where Kelsey was coming back from the COVID list. That was a game they got penalized 10 times. That was a game where Jerick McKinnon was not even in the picture, and he's another good weapon. So Chiefs team total over 30 at -145.
It is always a beautiful thing when you're matching up a team total with a dance partner that throws it a whole lot. That's what we want in the Bengals. By the way, our guy Chad in the chat said, Maestro would break Debo's ankles on the JCC courts. We know that's true.
Hey,
we
Coach, true. In full transparency, you know, we all remember, I personally remember that high of winning the JCC championship a couple months ago. Well, with the baby, with not working out, I went back and played this Monday, 0 for the game, like 0 for 7, 6 turnovers, 1 out of 2 from the foul line. I took myself out of the game. It was going so bad.
Basketball is the one sport you just can't, you cannot fake it till you make it.
You got to get back. You cannot just show up and expect to beat. Yeah.
You cannot. I did that at ESPN and I was like, oh, I played college basketball. I was a great college basketball, small college player. Not anymore. I didn't even look like a good JV player. It's horrible. It's awful. It's awful. That's why I play golf now. All right. Very good in the chat today. Very active. We appreciate that. Don't forget, if you don't mind, pound that like button for me. It really helps the show as we continue to grow, because 2022, it's going to be a huge year for us. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. Courtesy of AB. How about the graphic from AB, too? Doing a little extra work today. We appreciate that so very much. Maestro's on 2 plays so far, both from the NFL on Sunday. Debo, longest reception over 21 and a half. And then Chiefs team total over 30. It's just what they do. Then Mikey, a little alternate play today. Chiefs minus 3.5. 49ers plus 14.5. You put that together, it's minus 120. Then Jay Smooth, Friday college basketball. Wyoming minus 7.5. New Mexico minus 9.5. And then one play from Sportsline. Grizzlies minus 4 on the NBA hardwood. Then if you've noticed all week, we've been putting together AB3s and gems that can all cash on Sunday to give you some fun. Today, a different one. Rams Moneyline, Cooper Kupp, Matt Gay. You know that's an AB3 if I ever saw one. All right. It's going to be a great weekend. I'll be back here at 2 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon for our props spectacular. But don't forget, some days it's easy to lose focus and to bring the energy down. This grind goes 7 days a week, and we're here for you. So there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Jay Smooth, M Square, the Maestro, and AB on the ones and twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. You want to have fun? You want to learn a little bit? Make a little bit of cash? It's right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.